Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So let's talk about scones. Scones. One of life's most gorgeous treats, and Mary O'Halloran is making them big in New York. She joins me on the line. Mary, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All the way from New York. How's things?
Very good, thank you.
Listen to me. Your scones are selling like hotcakes, pardon the pun, in New York. What's happening?
It's just happening. Irish soda bread scones, they're a hit.
They're an absolute hit. You started making them during lockdown and it just really took off. Do you think it was just people wanted that comfort food?
Yeah, they just want something simple, you know, back to the basics. I think in these really, you know, when people are desperate in these times, they just, I don't know, I keep saying they go back to a scone and a cup of tea and it just makes you feel, you know, it makes you feel good, I guess, you know. Now, but people love it.
They do.
They absolutely love it.
Yeah, yeah. You had to adapt from your regular business, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. So I have a little Irish pub and it has been shut down, basically. And so I just started making Irish soda bread scones and they took off.
They really did. Can you tell me about your path to New York and when did you move there?
I am here 29 years.
Wow.
And I've always worked in a Irish pub and I opened Mary O's 11 years ago. And yeah, that's it. I've always been in the pub business and I've always made soda bread at Mary O's. And during lockdown, my music session people, the girl who runs it, Caitlin Werbelow, she kept insisting that I start to sell the scones online. And so she set up a little, you know, a little scone site for me. And we started to sell them. And a couple of months ago, you know, we started shipping them across the country and stuff, like to California and, you know, Seattle and Alaska and, you know, different places. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had a man called Roger Clark come from New York One, and he did a human interest story on Mary O's. And that was it. It's really taken off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. when I read about you, was the response to your scones, were you shocked or how do you feel?
Well, you know, I kind of said to myself, I said, you know, I know people will like this. And when he came here, when Roger came here and did the interview and stuff, you know, it really kind of showed what the place was all about and what I do, you know. And, you know, it's an unusual story, an Irish woman in New York City with a bar with six kids, you know, that's like trying to survive, you know. So I think people really, really liked it and they wanted to support it. And I got a lot of, the morning of the interview, I got so many calls from like old Irish ladies saying, you know, do you make scones? And, you know, we want to buy your scones and I'm from such and such a place. And, you know, the interest from people was just, it was amazing, you know.
How'd you make a decent scone then? Go on, tell us your secret.
It's a pretty tasty scone. there's no big secret to it. It's just there's something about it. And I feel like when I make it, you know, I don't know, I always love making them, you know, like you can imagine if you've made tons and tons of scones and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to see another one. But I don't. Every morning I come in and I'm so excited about making them and I love looking at the orders, you know, to see people who have ordered and people who have reordered. And then people, they send such nice comments, you know, and stuff. And it's really encouraging, you know. So people are amazing. They just really make you want to keep going.
Absolutely.
Know?
And tell me about your six kids. Do they help out with the scone making? What's the crack?
Oh, they do. The whole lot of them.
That is brilliant. So it's a real family business.
I'm joking.
Oh, they don't.
No, they would. I mean, they would try. My two older boys are very good. They will come and help me and do whatever is needed, but I wouldn't dare let them near baking a scone or making the flour or anything. No way.
Yeah.
But no, they help me though. You know, if I need it, yeah, they do. But my younger ones are still a little too young to come into the kitchen and, you know, do something that I need done properly.
So, Mary, six kids, my days. You've your hands full as it is. Can you give me a rundown of the ages you've got?
So I have 17 through 8.
Wow.
So, the first five is 17 through 11, and then the youngest one is 8. Yeah. So Patrick, the oldest, is 17.
Yeah.
And then Christopher, 16.
Mm-hmm.
James is 14. Maeve is 12, Cara's 11, and Erin is 8.
Great names. Can I ask you, what was it about New York that just kept you there for 29 years?
Oh, well, when you come here, it's, you know, I always think you either love it, like you really love it and you don't want to leave, or else, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you won't stay, you know?
Yeah.
But I've always loved it from day one. You know, and I just I've never really wanted to leave. You know, it's a phenomenal city to be in, and it's fantastic. You know,
and there's a great community of Irish over there. I suppose around a lot of them where you are.
Yeah. There's a lot of Irish people, a lot of, you know, say first generation Irish as well, and it's just, is that how you say it? You know, the people that have Irish background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they love being Irish and they love to support you. And there's a great community of people, you know.
The winters are tough, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
What's it like now?
Oh, my God. Last week it was pretty bad. I had my 16-year-old outside shoveling snow during the snowstorm, you know, trying to keep the path clear outside the bar. And the snow just kept coming down and he'd keep clearing it and it just kept coming.
Kept coming down.
Now, yeah. So we've a lot of leftovers from the snow last week and it's pretty cold. And today they've said there's going to be an ice storm today. So it's going to get really cold again.
Can I ask you, Mary, because over here we met Aaron, say we're getting snow. We go out and buy sledges and snow suits and snow boots and then it doesn't happen. When they say you're going to get snow over there, does it actually happen?
Oh, yeah. 9 times out of 10 it does. Yeah. Those sleds come out. Yeah,
tell them to have a word with Met Aaron over here who get it wrong 90% of the time.
I always think at home, snow is so different to here anyway, because if they get 2 inches of snow at home, it's huge.
Yeah.
You know, where here, you know, we get like 2 feet of snow, you know? So it's totally different.
Proper,
you know?
snow, Mary.
Like a novelty at home, you know, which is great. You know, it's nice, you know.
Proper snow. Mary, where in New York are you exactly? If anybody gets to go over and they see your bar, where are you?
So the bar, Mary O's, is at, it's at 32 Avenue A. So we're in the East Village. It's on Avenue A between 2nd and 3rd Streets. Yeah, so we're downtown. The neighborhood is really, really nice. It's a very residential neighborhood. You know, it's not like something like Times Square, you know. So when you come down here, you kind of really get the feel of living in New York City.
Absolutely.
So the bar is like a real neighborhood bar, you know, like all my customers they all live in the neighborhood. Very, very close.
Well, the next time I can get on a plane, I'll be coming to the East Village for sure to check you out.
There you go. You got the right idea.
Absolutely. Now I just want to have a scone, Mary. That's what you've done to me this morning.
Well, try to find one. Put some butter and jam on it and just have it.
I will. And
when
I won't even feel
you
guilty.
Come to Mary O's, you can have mine.
I will. I can't wait. Well, listen, Mary O, thank you so much for joining us all the way from New York and best of luck with everything in the future, okay?
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Mary. Bye. There we go. That is Mary O'Halloran all the way from New York City. And when I say New York City, she is in the middle of it. She's down in the East Village making her scones, not with her six children. They are too busy shoveling snow. What do you think of that? We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.